ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Any guess what
verse for about the quote in this context. One has to hear from the self-realized soul. That would be the verse, very famous, often quoted.
तद्विते प्रणिपातेन परिप्रश्नेन सेवया उपदेशान्ति ते ज्ञानं तत्प्रदर्शनम्.
Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render self-something. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Thus one has to select a bona fide spiritual master and become enlightened to his original consciousness. In this way, the individual soul can understand that he is always subordinate to the super soul. As soon as he declines to remain subordinate and tries to become an enjoyer, he begins his material conditioning. When he abandons this spirit of being an individual owner or enjoyer, he becomes situated in his liberated state. The word swastha, meaning situated in one's original position, is very significant in this verse. When one gives up his unwanted attitude of superiority, he becomes situated in his original position. The word tyagavicharena is also significant, for it indicates that when one is separated from God due to disobedience, his real sense is lost. Again, by the grace of Krishna and Guru, he can be properly situated in his liberated position. These verses are spoken by Srila Narada Muni, and his purpose in speaking them is to revive our consciousness. Although the living entity and the super soul are one in quality, the individual soul has to pursue the instruction of the super soul. That is the state of liberation.
Seem very appropriate. So they were telling it in a very sarcastic way.
Guru Nanak and Guru Nanak Guru Darshan came out of the temple. Then his disciples started to glorify him and sang the same song which he was singing in praise of his spiritual master. Now the priests who were outside, the people outside, said again the same thing, that here is the temple of Jagannath, you can go inside, take darshan. Why are you praising a guru? And again, the stones were sarcastic and making fun of Guru Nanak and his followers. So, Guru Nanak asked one person from the group to come out and then lit the fire, and then he asked the person to touch the fire. So everything is the energy of the Lord, so why don't you touch the fire? The person said, I can't because it will burn me. Now he said, okay, go, take a wooden stick, come, hold the wooden stick, now touch the fire. The fellow, yes, I can do that. So he went, took a stick, and then with the help of the stick, he was touching the fire. Now Guru Nanak said this crucial point, Guru is that wire medium who can handle the heat of God, Krishna, Jagannath at one end and give you the chance to hold on to his feet, hold on to the other side where it's not too hot for you. He can handle God and he can handle the disciple. He acts as the wire medium. So that's why we see devotees always recollect the spiritual master and say their gratitude to the spiritual master even when seeing the Lord face to face. How can I forget Narayani because of whom I am getting this darshan? And same with Dhruva Maharaj as well. So, the aspect of connecting to God or Krishna is done through the medium of a spiritual master, and he is considered as the external representation of the super soul. He represents the mercy aspect of the Lord. In that sense, he is an expansion of Srimati Radharani, and he is also is an expansion of Balaram. So here in this case of Vairavi, her husband acted as a guru by showing her the right path, engaging all the devotional service, and she faithfully followed her husband, took the instructions and executed devotional service along with him. Now, as part of this pastime, which Narada Muni is narrating to whom? King Vrishabhacharya. So, Narada Muni wants to handle this point about how a living entity is always accompanied by an inbuilt guru inside him. Super soul, very good. Now one has to turn their attention towards that super soul. And here, as part of the allegorical story, which character represents the super soul in this allegorical story?
The unknown friend.
The unknown friend. What is it called? Avijnana Rasa. So, he represents the super soul, and he actually consoles Vairavi and tells her that she is not a she. she was a he in the previous life, and he could have been she in the previous life, or he could have been he in the previous life, or he could have been an it in the previous life. We don't know. The transmigration is so much that the previous verses tell that by my arrangement, the Lord says, various types of bodies are created, and you identify yourself as a male or a female or a eunuch, and then the species are described, and one such species which we can't see is controlling us. So the constitution position of the living entity is also described. The covering is described, and then what's the actual position is also described. And especially in this verse, this is the analogy of, what's the analogy used in this verse?
Swan.
Swan. The Lord is considered as a superior swan, and he is instructing an inferior swan. But both are qualitatively one. That was established in the earlier verses. The oneness is established because Bhagavatam establishes the oneness. Srila Prabhupada, in his purport, hammers about the impersonal philosophy which was done in the previous two purports. It is very strong because they may quote this section without quoting the next verse, that the Lord immediately says they are different also. So that's why there's a lot of emphasis on the impersonal philosophy. You may take one portion of the Shastra and say that, hey, in Bhagavatam also it says there is oneness. Yes, we agree there is oneness, but there is simultaneous oneness and difference. If the difference is not there, in the Bhagavad Gita, there is no need for Krishna to instruct Arjuna. Arjuna to be, if he thinks to be God, he doesn't have to be put under delusion, and he doesn't have to hear from another person. And if both Krishna and Arjuna are the same, then they are of the same nature, then what's the point in one person taking the role of the guru and the other taking that of the disciple? So Prabhupada, in his usual Vishesha Shunyava style, he hammers the impersonalism, which is outside us and is also inside us. The instructions of the spiritual master is the one that establishes a living entity in his actual original consciousness. And this is what the personalists or the Vaishnava Sampradayas call as liberation. So liberation from two point of view. One, from the impersonal point of view, is you lose your individual identity, then you merge with the Brahman, and that's considered as liberation. That's the usual understanding. It's very prominent. Whereas the understanding which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told his followers, and that which he came specifically to give to everyone, is that every living entity is the eternal servant of Krishna. Jiva Shodhavai Krishna Nityadas. That's your actual position. Now that's the first step that's being told, that you are not the controller and you are a subordinate. Now we don't have to propagate that you are not the controller. The whole world knows who is the controller. Because they have been acting in a way that thinking that they are the controllers, and now just by an invisible small organism, everyone is on their knees. Now there will be more people will be coming towards, there's more chance of you turning towards spirituality, and now is the time for deep reflection. opportunity to share this knowledge, not in a condescending way, not that you're facing your reactions now, but that's as a way of facilitating, not that we have the time, not to reflect on, it's proven that we are not the controller. So then let us take instructions from superior sources. As part of the culture, when we enter the house, we wash the legs and we enter. At that time, they made fun of us. We wash our hands and legs before eating. At that time, they made fun of us. We are worshipping holy trees and plants. At that time, they made fun of us. Now, we should be compassionate to share this knowledge to those who even make fun of us by giving them the understanding behind why we do all that. Especially when we go to a crematorium and come back, we dispose the clothes outside the house, take a bath, and then enter. The aspect of cleanliness at least is now strongly ingrained in the minds of people. Oh, I have to be clean. So it is a good step, at least Sautsam is coming in. So here it is also a good way to encourage them to look deeper and then make them favorable towards understanding spiritual teaching, that you are not the controller and you are not the enjoyer. Those two mentalities are given up. Then you are progressing in the spiritual path. So I was hearing two sets of reasons for the current pandemic. One is of course the wet markets, which is against the laws of God. And the other one is by a professor or a scientist, I'm not sure. He was analyzing all the pandemics in the history of human mankind, and he found a correlation between mass introduction of technology in terms of electrifying or connecting, interconnection, and when that major step was taken, 6 months or 1 year down the line, there was a 1916, he quotes, was the Spanish flu or something, which affected, and prior to that, 6 months before that, was the introduction of the magnetic waves and the radio waves, the radar and all that was introduced, and then followed by that, is you are introducing a living human being, which also has, according to them, they call that as electric impulse. We know that the soul is that living source, it is emanating that consciousness within. So we are exposing a living being to such a radiation, and which is artificial for them. And naturally, that is going to give rise to living beings which are formed based on the excretion of those toxins which your body is trying to eliminate because you are exposed to such radiation, and that is the main cause of creating virus, according to him. Then the second one work is about radar and other, then another set of injuries came forward. Now, certain living beings will perish during that. Some of them will, most of them will survive, but when they are surviving, they will go through a lot of pain. Your duration of life may increase, but you will live life with a lot of diseases. Because that dis-ease means that the body is not at ease, it is producing He's trying to eliminate toxins because of the exposure to all these radiations, and then the certain people perish, some of them survive. They may have a longer duration, but they still suffer. Now, the next information he gave, I don't know how true it is, but he has done research. The biggest introduction of technology which preceded this pandemic is the introduction of 5G. And he is quoting that the city which had the maximum coverage of 5G was
China.
Yeah. So towards the end of his speech, he said human beings have to gain more spiritual strength to survive this. He has done towards spirituality to survive this. He is saying that the earth has a mechanism by which it can draw positive energy from the sun and the other planets according to the way it is set up. But we are trying to set satellites in the specific path which is disrupting the natural mechanism by which the earth cleanses itself, draws energy from the sun and other planets to serve. As Prabhupada said many times, whatever comes from the complete unit is also a complete unit in itself, Purna Mala, Purna Megam. And it has got a complete mechanism to maintain the complete unit. Elsewhere he says, anything that we make mistakes is due to this incomplete knowledge of that complete whole. So, the scientists also pointed out how even the earlier in 1918, when there was no mode of transportation so quick as what we have now, the disease still spread from one end of the globe to the other end. They didn't have any explanation. His explanation was that it got transmitted through the radio magnetic waves. So that one person having one part of the world having disease can. So similarly, now we are so interconnected by technology through this 4G and 5G that also is, he said that this device doesn't go well with the human being. And he also mentioning about the lifetime reduction of those people who are constantly in touch with electric waves and all that. He said about electricians. And the other interesting research that was done was taking the phlegm from those who are affected in the Spanish flu. They injected that phlegm into the bodies of others. None of them got sick. So, you are due to our tendency to control and to enjoy, we introduce technologies and we're saying we are advancing, whereas we are advancing in the wrong direction in the very high speed. That is why it is necessary to slow down, take a break, which is not forced. Don't have much options, just but to reflect on the higher purpose of life, why are we here, where are we coming from, where are we going. And that's where the role of a swan-like spiritual master is required. The spiritual master is what comes compared to the swan. And the quality of the swan is that it is able to extract milk even when it is mixed with water. So spiritual master he is living with us in this material world, but he is able to extract the essence of the spiritual knowledge. And he is able to give it to us. He is able to handle Krishna on one side, and he is able to pass that on to us on the other side, to the disciples. So here, very crucial point. When one gives up his unwanted attitude of superiority, one nation is trying to prove that they are superior than the other by inventing all these, and the other nation tries to catch up, and now together all of us are caught up in one big pandemic. So we have come so far away from God, as it's mentioned in the book. When one is separated from God due to what? Due to disobedience, his real sense is lost. Now, as nature also knows that it's going too far, so it's pulling us back and asking us to forcefully cut down and shut down things. I saw pictures of dolphins coming back to the shoreline because cruise ships have stopped, and the birds have come back to the lakes, which is their actual habitat, and the wild animals are also moving freely in Singapore, where that's what they are meant to be in. We have kind of occupied that Tibetan land for a longer period, and now it's a forceful way of saying, hey, it's time to relook at the whole way in which we are living our life. Just as Narada Muni is taking the opportunity to preach to King Prachin Parishad in a way that suits his nature as a Kshatriya king. He's telling the allegorical story of another Kshatriya king who became a she. Now she is crying, and now she is being guided by the super soul. And by the end of this Puranjan pastime description by Narada Muni, Prachinavari will wake up. And then the following chapters he will ask further questions. And exactly it's the same situation here, where the world is starting to wake up after having been forcefully stopped. Although some are still saying, by using the computing power that we have, by the biotechnological advances we have, we will find a cure. And we will put a band-aid to the problem, we won't go to the root, but as most of them are asking, why it happened, they are trying to go to the root, and there is an opportunity for us to present the value of human life, the purpose of human life, why are we here, and what is your actual nature. The divine qualities are described in the Bhagavad Gita, so that can be highlighted, saying these are the qualities that you are meant to develop. And this is the direction in which you are meant to go, and give the help that's available. And that's how we follow in the footsteps of Srila Narada Muni and Srila Prabhupada in helping people revive their consciousness. In that way, we are helping them to get liberated from the cycle of birth and death. So we have to play the role of teaching to the society with proper understanding of the background where they're coming from, and with kindness and compassion and care, and a way of protecting them from further hurting themselves. We share this knowledge. That's the mood of spiritual master. The spiritual master, especially in Vaishnava Sampradaya, especially Srila Prabhupada, emphasizes a lot about the different forms of devotional service. So can somebody recollect Prahlada Maharaj's prayer? What are the different forms that describe in Prahlada Maharaj's prayer? Each one can tell one.
Shravanam.
Hearing.
Kirtanam.
Kirtanam. Okay, nice.
Vishnu
Smaranam.
Padasayanam.
Archanam.
Vandanam.
Vandanam. What does Vandanam mean?
Reciting prayers.
Reciting prayers. And then reciting notable prayers is also a crucial, it's also one of the items of devotional service. And reciting Srimad Bhagavatam is one of the five potent forms of devotional service. We also have the prayers of the previous acharyas, which comes under offering notable prayers. One such prayer that came to me through another devotee from my group is the prayer by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur about how the will of the Lord is highly supreme, and every planetary system, whether it is good or bad, is acting according to His will. Even the destruction is brought about by the evil planetary systems under the will of the Lord. So the prayer begins with an utmost humility by complete surrender to the Lord, saying that if you decide to kill my Lord, nobody can protect. If you decide to protect, nobody can kill. So that song by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I'm trying to find a reference of it, is done in a way that it brings about how during bad times, apparently bad times, although it's an ecological cleansing going on, that it says, if you want to slay someone, then who could possibly protect them? The three worlds are under your submission and will. All the demigods headed by the Lord Brahma are under your control. So let your will happen. I have complete faith that you will protect me from all types of fear. So this prayer led me to look at the verses and prayers from Srimad Bhagavatam which will help to eradicate fear. Another devotee from India, he put up videos about how to cleanse your body through deep breathing and all that. He was mentioning about different ways in which the virus enter your body through water, air, perhaps number the fourth. One of the options is through your mind. How does that work? If you are in a fearful state, so the effect of body, the effect of mind on the body, a lot of research is done, there's a whole volume of information on that. When you are fearful, the immune system comes down and then any parasite outside can easily attack you. So the rest of the session, Bhagavan Glass, I wanted to share some of the prayers from the Srimad Bhagavatam which will help us to first to protect ourselves from fear, shield ourselves, then later on share these prayers with others who come to us for help. When I was thinking this line, I got first when I was introduced to Bhagavad Gita, newcomers then recite some prayers from Bhagavad Gita, and establish the fact that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and we must hear from Him. After having done that, even prior to that, established the supremacy or the magnanimity of Srila Prabhupada while he came to the West and made them favorable towards receiving and appreciating the spiritual master. We can explain the meaning of his pranamantra. If they are favorable, we can sing. But at least make them grateful towards the work Srila Prabhupada has done. It sets them in the right mood to receive spiritual teaching. Then, introduce few prayers from Bhagavad Gita or verses from Bhagavad Gita, establishing him, Krishna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then the Chaturshloki, the four key verses of Bhagavad Gita. Probably we can take turns to recite one of each. What's the first Chaturshloki of Bhagavad Gita? From the 10th chapter? Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. Can somebody tell the translation? So when sharing this knowledge with others, we can share the English translation first, so that we will learn. We tell them that God is the source of everything. Everything comes from Him. He, no one is above Him or equal Him. Equal to Him. That's why He's God. Aham sarvasya prabhu mata sarvam prabhupate iti matva vajante maam. The wise, what do? They glorify vajante maam. So, whatever faith you are in, glorify God and His messengers. So, get into that mood of glorifying. So, from fear, you are starting to vibrate in the mood of being grateful and thankful, so your vibration, your consciousness is being from a lower level, you are moving up to a higher level. So you can explain the four key verses according to your audience. My point is, establish that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we are His servant. And the easy way to please God, Krishna, is also explained in the Gita, and you offer up the fruit, a leaf or flower with love and devotion. I've seen the video of one of the devotees from the Alps Sampradaya, right? He understood that people are not able to visit the temples. And secondly, they are fearful and they are panicking. So his advice is very relevant. It's coming from the Bhagavad Gita. At home, you have a picture of your guru and Lakshmi Narayana Radha Krishna. Take a flower, fruit, leaf, water, offer with love and devotion, asking for yogakshema, which means protection for the entire universe. So he is using this as an opportunity to broaden your scope of worship, not only to you, because we are so connected that anyone doing anything in one part of the world is so strong, it's going to affect us. So he said, use this simple principle of offering with love and devotion a leaf, a fruit, a flower, a water, in this way, known as tulsi, offer that to Krishna, praying for the protection of the entire world and well-being. So from fear, you are moving from thinking of the welfare of others. So after having done that, then towards the end of the Gita was the reassurance that Krishna gives. What's the hope-giving verse that is very relevant and is related to fear? What does Krishna say towards the end of the Gita? Do not fear. So that's why in our temple we have Srimati Radharani holding the Abhaya Mudra, blessings and also protection. God of Vishnu tells us, you see, sometimes you hold his hand pointing towards his feet, surrender unto me. That's what he means by holding his feet. Look at my feet, surrender unto me. Some temples you can hold his hand like this, and sometimes it's also inscribed in the hand, Ma Su Cha. Do not fear. So, Bhagavatam begins with a mother who is attacked by Brahmastra, which was aimed at killing her son in the womb. Who is the mother? Who is her son? Uttara. Pahipani Mahayogin, Deva Deva Jagatpate, Namya Dvadpare, Nushye Vaitam, Vithiparasparam. So that's the first prayer which I thought of sharing. Is 1.8.9, where Uttara is running towards Krishna in deep agony and fear. So, let the Brahmastra kill me, but let the son be spared. This is when Krishna is preparing to leave. And that's when she is running towards Krishna, shouting at him for protection, complete surrender. Let me die, but at least revive my child. And then in the same chapter, Mother Kunti describes a lot of calamities. Vipada santu dashashvatu tatra tatra jagadguru. So, bhavato darshanam yasya apunar bhava darshanam. There she is describing, previous to that verse she says, she describes the list of dangers that come in Vishana Mahatmya Purushada Darshana. So, my son was given poison, then we were pulled into the gambling match. Vishana Mahatmya Purushada Darshana. Asat Sabaya Samanvasa Kritsata. Mrite Mrite Neha Mahadarshana. Again, Bhagavatam very poetically described that the battlefield of Kurukshetra is like that of surrounded by a lot of big tinningle of fishes which can swallow other big fishes. How did my grandfather go through all these dangers? Parikshit will ask that at the time he said only by the grace of Krishna. Not one Maharaji, many are standing. One is still, other comes up. Another one is still, another comes up. Bhishma is still, Drona comes up. Drona is still, who comes up next? Karna. Then after that, Ashwatthama. Again and again and again we are faced with dangers. Hriday Hriday Ne Maharakashtra Drona Sita Tastashma Harevi Rakshita. So, her prayers are also worth remembering, reciting and singing. If you have a book next to you, you can do that. And guess what? This is the time. You have time now. You all, I had the desire to sit down and read Bhagavatam when I was working full-time job. But then now is the time. You have the books in the shelf. Now is the time to, it is still in the polythene wrap, to take the wrapper off, note down the verse numbers and start reciting. You have the time, you have the book, you have the dailies, you have the pictures, you have the spiritual master. That's why it is said that the individual soul has to pursue the instruction of the super soul. So Guru is giving all this word-to-word meaning. Now we realize why Prabhupada gave it, so that we can enter deep into the meaning of the prayers and the purpose and relate to it. So far we covered 1.8.9, 1.8.24. Now, along with prayers, there are also pastimes that are described in the Bhagavatam, which will help you to gain strength in the battlefield. So when I was reading this pastime, and the philosophy of it said, it will help those who are fighting in the battlefield to regain their strength and fight more vigorously. What are all the health experts saying outside? What are the scientists saying outside? It is a war. We are fighting against an enemy who we can't see. And he is jumping from one place to the other, very similar to Dhruva Maharaj when he is faced with the Yakshas.
Yeah.
Yakshas. So they will disguise themselves and then shoot from different directions that he can't see where the enemy is attacking from. So at that time, he took shelter of the devotees. Then, under, as per their advice, then he invoked the mantra of the Lord. Then that removed the ignorance and he was able to overcome the attack of the yakshas. This is we are talking about Guru Maharaj, who was seeing the Lord face to face and saying the benediction from him. Even he is not spared from danger. We have not seen Krishna face to face yet, so we can't complain we are facing danger. That's one pastime, and the prayers of Kala Maharaj can be recited. Sorry, Guru Maharaj, of course, sorry. So, Palakmara is also going to be recited. The pastime of Lord Vahadev killing who did Vahadev kill?
Hiranyakashipu.
Sure? Hasn't changed? No? So, he killed Hiranyakashipu. If you read the whole pastime, the pastime follows Kuti. So, Hiranyakashipu try to attack the Lord, and the Lord, you know, playing in a mood of playful mood, he will start doing his pastime, and then he will give one big tight slap at the to him, yeah, and then he will fall down and he will die. So if you read the whole pastime, the philosophy is that you gain strength in war. This is Canto 3, Chapter 19. Tonight we will read the Lord's pastime, and interestingly, Varahadev, who can lift the whole earth out of the submerged ocean, so when he did that, he, after doing the pastime, the sainted people, they will offer prayers. That's coming in 3:13:45. Where, oh Lord, there is no limit to your wonderful activities. Anyone who desires to know the limit of your activities is certainly nonsensical. Everyone in this world is conditioned by the powerful mystic qualities. So please bestow your causes mercy upon these conditioned souls. Yeah, so this is in the chapter titled The Appearance of Lord Varaha, 3:13, and then the pastime of Radhe killing that happens in 3:19. And then he might little self doing on the whole treasure of prayers in the 5th canto. You can recollect some road. Anyone can recollect any prayers from the 5th chapter after the 5th canto?
Not sure.
With Varahadev, even those who are still materially motivated or still into the Karmakanda kind of worship, we can embrace them by saying that the influence of the evil planetary system can be overcome by worshipping Lord Varahadev. A mapping of which was given in the Chennai temple, so for the influence of some planetary systems like Rahu and the destruction of sinful habits, it's encouraged that we worship Lord Varahadev. And what's happening around us is due to the influence of some of the malefic planetary systems. Their tendency is to bring out all the sinful reactions that you have done so far, sinful activities, to bring out all the reactions of that and offer that to you now. So the time is now mature and they are doing their role because that's what they meant to and they are doing their part. And this was actually predicted in one of the, my mother tongue we call Panjama. At that time, during the Tamil New Year, they predicted, and it was two, three lines were written about how the planetary system will be bad and new living beings will be created, which will give harm. Nobody took it very seriously. This. So, you guys are a bunch of worshippers of trees and you go around plants, pouring water, so nobody took it seriously. But they are not really looking at it, so all that is there in the mantric effects. Now, without understanding the people, we can give them the solution, like, hey, for this kind of issues, mantric planetary systems, please read Srimad Bhagavatam, read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, what sort of prayers we can tell. So, Canto 5, Chapter 18 is a treasure house of prayers.
Prayers
by the restrooms of Jambu. Yeah. 5, 18, chapter is like treasure house of prayers, and in one of the prayers where Mother Lakshmi is offering prayers to Kamadev, like who is situated in that particular system, where in that purport Prabhupada will say that one has to learn all these mantras from a bona fide spiritual master and you have to recite them. Yes, so the prayer offered by Mother Lakshmi is 5.18.18. In that purport, Prabhupada says, this verse offering respectful obeisances unto the Lord was composed by Rama, the goddess of fortune, and is full of spiritual power. Under the guidance of a spiritual master, everyone should chant this mantra and thus become a complete and perfect devotee of the Lord. One may chant this mantra for complete liberation from material bondage. This is what the purport is talking about. Getting liberated in Vaishnava sense is being situated in your original constitutional position. Mukti Tikva Anyata Rupam Swarupena Devastiti. So, one may question, what will I do when I get liberated? That's answered in this purport. You chant this mantra to get out of material bondage, and after you reach the Lord's abode, what do you do? Continue chanting the same mantra. And after liberation, one may continue to chant it while worshipping the Supreme Lord in Vaikuntha Loka. All mantras, of course, are meant for this life and the next life. As Krishna himself confirms the Bhagavad Gita, 9.14, Sadatam Kirtayanto Maam Yatam Dasyadra Vatrata Namasyam Dasya Maam Bhaktya Nitya Utta Upasate. So, Mother Lakshmi is offering that wonderful prayer to Rishikesha. So you can, at your home, you can recite these verses, and Second place, Mother Lakshmi makes a very crucial point about how the Lord is the only husband. My dear Lord, you are certainly the fully independent master of all the senses. Therefore, all women who worship you by strictly observing vows, because they wish to acquire a husband to satisfy their senses, are surely under illusion. They do not know that such a husband cannot actually give protection to them or their children, nor can he protect their wealth or duration of life, for he himself is dependent on time, fruitive results, and the modes of nature, which are all subordinate to you. So Mother Lakshmi is to advise Vaidarbhi. This is what she is saying. Like, the Bhagavad says, therefore any woman who seeks a material husband for her protection, or any man who desires to become a husband of a woman, is under illusion. To become a husband means to maintain a wife and children nicely by supplying wealth and security. However, a material husband cannot possibly do this, for he is dependent on his karma. So that is a prayer which Mother Ramadevi offers to Rishikesha, very powerful. This is 518. Now, another prayer by Prahlad Maharaj, which I forgot to sign. Yes, this is 518.8. I'll read the translation first. This is Prahlad Maharaj offering prayer to Lord Narasimha, 518.8. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Narasimhadeva, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. So I'll recite the words, maybe we can follow up to that. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. Namaste jaste jase. Avir avir bhava.
Avir avir bhava.
Vajra naka.
Vajra naka.
Vajra damshra.
Vajra damshra.
Karma shaya.
Karma shaya.
Randaya randaya.
Randaya randaya.
Tamo.
Tamo.
Krasa krasa.
Krasa krasa.
Om.
Om.
Swaha.
Swaha.
Abhayam. So in this verse, Prahlad Maharaj is glorifying Narasimhadeva and describing his qualities of his appearance, and then for his internal purification he is asking, although he is a pure devotee, he is reciting all these prayers for our benefit, he is saying, remove all the demon-like desires. Please appear in our hearts, and by your mercy, let us become fearless in the struggle for existence in the material world. The next prayer is also like, as I said, this 18th chapter is a treasure of prayers. take time to recite these prayers. This prayer shows the broad-minded nature, how devotee is a part of the Tukki, how he is concerned about the welfare of all, and how he is compassionate to those who are not very civilized also, how he is showing compassion. Let's read the translation of this prayer. This is 5.18.9. May there be good fortune throughout the universe, and may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga. For by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Sri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thought of Him. So, the Bhagavad Prabhupada says, Pralhad Maharaj is a typical Vaishnava. He prays not for himself but for all living beings, sorry, living entities. The gentle, the envious, and the mysterious. He always thought of the welfare of mysterious persons like his father, Premikashipu. Pralhad Maharaja did not ask for anything for himself. Rather, he prayed for the Lord to excuse his demoniac father. This is the attitude of the Vaishnava who always thinks of the welfare of the entire universe. So that verse and purport is worth reading, meditating, and also applying. Can we recite that as well? If it's okay. Swastyastu Vishvasya Kala Prasidatam.
Swastyastu Vishvasya Kala Prasidatam.
Dhyayantu Bhutani Shivami Bodhiya.
Dhyayantu Bhutani Shivami Bodhiya.
Manasya-bhadraṁ bhajata-dokṣate.
Manasya-bhadraṁ bhajata-dokṣate.
Aveshyatam namatir-api-ahituki.
Aveshyatam namatir-api-ahituki.
So, 5.18.8, 5.18.9. Now, within Canto 6, I found this Lord Indra being protected by the Narasimha, sorry, by the Narayana Kavasa. If somebody wants to read that section, Canto 6, Chapter 8, Sambhos of various prayers. One interesting point found in those set of prayers is that the Lord's holy name is also a strong source of protection. The different incarnations of the Lord will be invoked, and in descriptions will be there about how every incarnation is protected, different parts of the body, different times of the day. And the beginning of that section is, if you have fear, sit down, perform asana, and start following the steps that are being told in the Bhagavatam set of verses. So, now that we have time, now fear is getting more prominent, consider doing a high leverage, reading that section. In saving the devotees of the Lord many times invokes, what does he invoke for killing the demons?
The
Sudarshan Chakra. In the sixth canto, I was reading the affairs to the different weapons of the Lord. And this is Bhagavatam, I am trying to look at the prayers which is offered to the weapons of the Lord. With my limited understanding, I could find Ambarish Maharaj offering prayers to Sudarshan Chakra. So this is in Canto 9, Chapter 5, Text 3 until 10. One of which I got to recite in class and conclude. So this is chapter 9, canto 9, chapter 5, text number 4. Read the translation first. O most favored of Achyuta, this is Ambarish Maharaj addressing Sudarshan Chakra. O most favored of Achyuta, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you have thousands of souls. O master of the material world, destroyer of all weapons, original vision of the Personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Kindly give shelter and be auspicious to this Dhamma. So, let us recite this prayer. Sudarshana Namastubhyam.
Sudarshana Namastubhyam.
Sahasrara Achyuta Priya.
Sahasrara Achyuta Priya.
Sarvastra Gatim Vipraya.
Sarvastra Gatim Vipraya.
Swasti Bhuyadi Daspate.
Swasti Bhuyadi Daspate.
So please take time to read that section 9, 5, 3 until 10. Again, the compassion of Ambarish Maharaj is pouring out to as prayer in prayer form to Sudarshan Chakra and asking Sudarshan Chakra to not burn Duryodhana from the pain of being burned. So, if we are not experiencing the pain of being burned, so let us take this opportunity first to get a clear power of ourselves and extend the compassion and offer spiritual solution to those who reach out. So protect yourself, shield yourself physically, mentally, well-being, and also spiritually, and when appropriate, reach out and help. I thought of sharing these prayers. Any comments or questions? So we conclude here. Rantraksham Bhagavatam ki jaya, Bhagavatam ki jaya.